This lance is going to be the death of me. Why do they always have to be such a pain to get on? Huh? What the? Oh! Hi. Oh, no. It's fine. You don't have to apologize. This is a public space anyway. Yeah. You don't have to leave. I was just setting up my telescope. Yeah, it's fine. I don't mind you staying here. You're not bothering me or anything. So, stranger, what are you doing here? You know, not many people come to this park since, well, there's not much here aside from the grass. The party? What party? Oh, right. The yearly dorm party that the Briar twins hold. Yeah, I know about it. It's hard not to know when they're loud as music keeps me up until the break of dawn. They did invite me. I just never go. Why not? Well, aside from me hating parties, the Briars and I have never been friends. Mm-hmm. If you must know, I went to high school with them. They were the biggest bullies back then, so that's why I do my best to avoid those assholes like the damn plague. I won't even lie to you. I genuinely thought of going to a different college when I saw the oldest one in my class. Yeah, I know we're adults now, and they've probably changed your ways, but I still want nothing to do with them. That's why even though they invited me to their little powwow, I declined. Yeah, I would rather be out here in the open with a cool breeze and a sky full of stars. Rather be here than cramped up in a room, shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of drunk frat toddlers. What exactly am I doing? Well, I really enjoy stargazing and stuff. So, on a nice night like this, I come here to this forest preserve and just stare at the stars. Today is extra special though. The supermoon is tonight. What supermoon? It's when the moon is the closest to the Earth in its orbit. In a nutshell, it's gonna look bigger than all the other times of the year. And since it's gonna be closer, it's also gonna be so much easier to see all the craters in the surface with my telescope. It took me a good few minutes, but I finally got it set up. Well, usually I ask my roommate to help me set it up, or if I'm at home, I ask my dad to help out. He's the one who got me into astronomy and stuff in the first place. But since I'm so used to that help, it can be a bit difficult doing it by myself. All that time is going to be worth it though. That big guy is gonna look even prettier through this. No, I don't get superpowers from it. Do I look like some kind of a werewolf to you, You're right, maybe I am. And this is just a ruse to get you to let down your guard so I can attack and do whatever werewolves do. How am I supposed to know that they do? I miss that vampire versus werewolf face as a kid. Yeah, that's fine with me. As I said, I don't mind if you stay here with me. You seem cool. Don't you want to go back to the party, though? The fresh air is nicer, huh? Yeah, I can imagine being stuck in a cramped room like that. I've never really been that sociable of a girl, especially in a large setting like that. Yeah. Do I know some moon facts? Obviously I do. It's probably my favorite thing in this entire universe. Oh, you actually want to hear some? Well, that's a new one. You're kind of strange. Sorry, it's just that no one willingly asked me to nerd out about space and the moon before, so yeah, sure. I can share some facts here. Tilt the telescope a bit. Up a bit, yeah. So, see that deep crater over there? That once called a heart. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to put my hand over yours. I was just trying to fix the lens. That's all. I swear. Sorry. So see that giant crater over there? Yeah, that one. That one is called Hortensius. It's an impact crater that was discovered in the 17th century by a Dutch astronomer. It's near another huge crater called Copernicus. It's cool because despite being so close to each other, the matter it's made of is so different from each other. It is said to be like 5 miles in diameter and 13,000 feet in length. That's like a 120-story building. That's freaking huge. Like a freaking asteroid crashed into it and made that, and it's still standing tall after 4 centuries. God, even the mare around it looks so pretty. Mare or Maria are those star pools you can see, even without a telescope. That word means sea, since way back then astronomers thought there were seas there. Oh, also, I'm sorry. I'm rambling, I'm so sorry. I know you asked me to share, but that was probably still so obnoxious. You didn't mind? You thought it was cute? It wasn't meant to be cute. This feels like I'm being bullied. Obviously, I'm turning red. I'm not used to this. I'm not. I think I like this conversation better when your attention was on my moon facts. Speaking of which, thanks for listening to me talk my ass off. I mean, everyone else just kind of ignores me to tell me to quiet down. I can't really blame them for that, though. It probably gets overwhelming after a while. Even my coworkers tell me to tone it down a bit when I'm working. Oh, I work over at the small cafe called Java Jump. Oh, you've been there? You love the shortcakes. Well, thanks. I'm the one who bakes and decorates them. It's been a hobby of mine for a while. Hey, if you're good at something, never do it for free. You should come there when I'm working. I can give you more moon facts during my break. Yeah, I really like the moon. I don't know. I love it. It's just so pretty. Now the dark maria splotches that cover its silver surface and the craters that give us so much history about how it protected us from asteroid attacks, and everything about it is just fascinating. Like, even the way it formed, it's just so fascinating to me. Did you know that there's three popular theories on how it formed? Yeah, it's. Oh. Sorry, give me a second. Right now? You have the worst timing. Actually, I should probably save that for another time. Well, I mean, do you want there to be another time? 'Cause I kinda do. Really? You do too? Well. In that case, I hope this isn't too forward, since we just met and all, but would you happen to be free this weekend? Well, the weatherman said it's going to be clear skies on Saturday. You know, perfect for a night of stargazing. Would you like to join me? Really? That's good, I mean, yeah, that's cool. Here, let me just give you my number. Oh yeah, my name. All right. I was so excited that I forgot to introduce myself. I am Mary. Okay, it's your turn now. It's a really good name. Really pretty name. Hey, so why don't you stop by Java Jump after it closes? I'm working the closing shift this week, so I can let you in. I'll even give you a dessert of your choice. On a house, of course. Sounds like a plan? Cool. I can't wait. See you then.